You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
Yo, this your boy Big Daddy Kane with a message to all my mixtape addicts. This is it, baby, get your fix. DJ King Flo.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's your boy, DA to the Z, Daz Dillinger from the legendary Dog Pound. And you're in the mix right now with DJ King Flo, a.k.a. Mr. Mixtape Addict from France.
Hey, yo, it's Talib Kweli. You checking out the Mixtape Addict. Word is Bond. Rocking with DJ King Flo.
Yo, what up? This your homeboy, Ace Hood, rocking with DJ King Flo. You know we got that crazy flow over here, you heard? King Flo, let's make a move.
Yo, check this out, man. It's your boy Crazy Bone. And whenever I'm over in France kicking it, you know what I'm saying, doing my thug thing, I'm with the homie DJ King Flo, man. I'm keeping it real, baby, down in France, Orleans. Y'all know how we do.
Mixtape at it.
Still have one more time left, got the amount of stuff for the power show. The building that blows, the many DJ diamonds King have Flo.
Something different, cause that's what I promise. It's no longer the record, I hit something thicker. The time to go amaze and astonish.
As
I promise, in thousands and hundreds. Creativity and versatility in numbers. Cross any line, you'll be punished. Cause I'm bringing the newness among us. It's here, I'm giving you just what you wanted. Something different, cause that's what I promise. It's no longer the record, I hit something thicker. The time to go amaze and astonish. As I promise, in thousands and hundreds. Creativity and versatility in numbers. Cross any line, you'll be punished. Cause I'm bringing the newness among us. It's here, upon us.
I'm sick with the scribble, sick with the dribble, sick. Just a little liquid, once it's mixed, so we'll kill you like six sticks of licorice with a piece of fish in the middle. When it comes to this, yo, it's simple. Different, a little different, but I was different. With several dipshits, yo, they wish they could double up. I'm vicious with this, and I never stop. How to stick rich and chips in the middle pot when I'm cooking up. Me lock up blocks, me lock up streets, me kick up wide with soccer cleats, with soccer leagues. So back up, please, me chop up beats, so shut up, please, and not up beat this, and I'm not gonna repeat. I'm sickened with this, stricken with this sickness. We spit this sickness, they think don't exist. For this sickness consists of lyrics that I spit like four clips that were dead and shred them wide like wood. Rip it to shreds like I'm possessed. Who comfy test? Foot up like if me comfy rest. Anytime they come, me come refresh. When time the beat drop, the heat drop into the beat from my chest. Anytime I talk, new bits to start nibbling it off. Middle finger, cause I'm bigger than guitar, singing like a wild, singing like a singer in the pond. Maybe on it can be recycled. My ring
is turned off. That's what you wanted. Something different, cause that's what I promise. It's no longer the record. That is something thicker. Of time to go amaze and astonish. As I promise, in thousands and hundreds. Creativity and versatility and numbers. Cross any line, you be punished. Cause I'm bringing that newness among us. It is upon us.
DJ King Flow.
Fits wild. And where the fool stick is at.
Thanks for the bigger. If you ever need me, bedroom, call me, I'ma pick up. I'm here.
This race to take second place, strive to be the best and still respect the greats, but ain't no one iller than me who you consider to be could get it too. And I ain't gotta name names, just take a selfie. Yeah, nigga, you money calling, collect, send it through. I'm driven like 10 to 2. East coast, west coast, old school, new school, black niggas, white boys, ain't even in the conversation if you don't write, boy. Seems like overnight, boy, we was mixing Kool-Aid and Night Train. Back in the days, niggas called me raising in the ninth grade. They wasn't playing black music on MTV except Michael Jackson and Prince. That ain't street, no offense. Then the box opened doors and hardcore got exposure. And regional rappers got the chance to be heard all over. Black entertainment television took hip-hop over the top. Underground artists going mainstream, even pop. Thanks to Washington, D.C., then it stopped. 2000 November 3, when Bob Johnson sold BET. Viacom watered it down, gentrified the town. Took the messages out and simplified the sound. No more Tavis Smiley. They canceled Teen Summit. They phased out the bars and dumped it down to the dumbest. Shit's whack. And where the fool snickers at?
Now tell me, who wanna rock with us? Check food, chip food, yes, we're dangerous. Your girl see me, it's a definite must. She heard I'm packed, she wanted to see if she could make a me bust. I
mix
tell her, girl, give me peace. Girl, give me peace. Girl, give me peace. Are you wrecking mama meat? Your man text you like, when you coming home? I grab the phone, reply, we in Rome. Leave us alone. Rah. Now tell me, who wanna rock with us? Check food, chip food, yes, we dangerous. Your girl see me, it's a definite must. She heard I'm packing, want to see if she can make a me bust. I tell her, now tell me, who wanna romp with us? Check food, chip food, yes, we dangerous. Now tell me, who wanna romp with us? Check food, chip food, yes, we dangerous. Now tell me, who wanna romp with us? Check food, chip food, yes, we dangerous. Now
tell me who wanna rock with us? Check food, chip food, yes we dangerous.
DJ King Fly.
It's a definite must. She heard I'm packed. She wanted to see if she could make a me bust. I tell her, girl, give me peace. Girl, give me peace. Girl, give me peace. Are you wrecking mama meat? Your man text you like, when you coming home? I grab the phone, reply, we in Rome. Leave us alone. Ah. And when I'm done with her, having fun with her, I seen her back on the jet, and you can come get her. She got me saving up on his daddy supreme. She told her girl she met the man of her dreams. Of course I am. I don't kiss and tell, tell and kiss. But your girl ain't freak, those I won't miss. Splash.
Warning, warning, see this is a warning. We warning you from night till morning, cause this is important. If you cross the border, you anger us. If you don't know why we dangerous, should be dangerous. Hit no easy way to handle us. Many get tried and get bangled up. Some of them get strangled up. Cause straight bad why we hang with love. Cause we danger, 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 danger. When it's time to explode, who's this? I was always the right under them. Now who's this? I come to bury the boy with black, black, bro. Who's this? From out of my garden, hey, reload an empty couple clip. Big potato over the nozzle, yo, that's how we silence it. In with eyes closed, and they keep one shot, like when we blink or when we squint.
DJ King Flow.
Yes, you don't want it, now. What makes you think that we peered on some fool? Oh no, that no right. We gave her this a little leeway, that's cool. Don't wanna share this spot, low, oh, wide. When it comes to several levels, we keep it up. We keep it up high. So stop thinking you can play with us. Cause we danger, 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 dangerous.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Les cours couronne, je suis trop 9-1. Putain, je pue le rap. Putain, je pue le rap. Putain, je pue. Couronne, je suis trop 9-1, putain je pue le rap, putain je pue le rap, pue le rap.
J'ai sorti baby oil, boîte préliminaire. Pause, en connaissance de cause, mais quand qu'on veut pas chez Eminem.
Cours couronne, je suis trop 9-1, putain je pue le rap, putain je pue le rap, putain je pue. Ivry cours couronne, je suis trop 9-1, putain je pue le rap, putain je pue le rap, pue le rap.
J'ai sorti baby
cours couronne, je suis trop 9-1, putain je pue le rap, putain je pue le rap. Putain je pue le rap, putain je pue le rap, putain je pue. Ivry cours couronne, je suis trop 9-1, putain je pue le rap, putain je pue le rap, putain je pue. Ivry cours couronne, je suis trop 9-1, putain je pue le rap, putain je pue le rap, pue le rap.
J'ai sorti baby oil, boîte préliminaire. Pause, en connaissance de cause, mais quel con veut clasher Eminem. J'suis bousillé depuis millénaire. Le son est bien crade, me donne envie de me taper 10 vilaines. Le boug en pétard, j'ai bien repris la boxe, la lame sous la glotte. Où j'ai bien éduqué ma gosse, putain c'est piano. Là tu comprends le style d'Avoc, la drill en PLS, dans le protoxyde d'azote. Des balles à tout le placard, à qui s'en bat les couilles, bagarre. Vous cramerez jamais tout le plata. On est à peu près tous d'Aka, ils vont cul dans vos chiottes. Et t'entends pas du tout le caca. J'interprète, tu comme un Broadway. Fais faire la grande way. Ça tape sur le côté à la grande way. Oui, j'en ai connu des fall way. En vrai, c'est moi le psycho. C'est pas leur faute, c'est moi qui fall away. Bon pif, enfant du hood avec des codes hachés. Enragé, stan, sans lacet, schlag dans lacet. Vibranium, j'aime pas checker ma fée. Est-ce que t'as connu George au Milan assez? Trop de love pour la street. Enfin, c'est relatif. Tu peux me griller dans le neuf, un prédatif. Fuck un Scarface, Corleone, même Napoléon. J'estime qu'une amitié c'est qu'un Franklin.
The stakes are too high. And be sure members of your family stay safe.
DJ King Flow.
Don't take unnecessary risks. Don't bet your
life. Mixtape Addict.
My crimes darken skies like cumulonimbus. I witness the business and ask for forgiveness. Real life stakes that give you cause to pause. And pause on the reason that you're wrapped in gauze. In tomb sealed room on the left hand path. I flipped a few packs, washed a few stacks, jacked some knickknacks. Then I had to redirect and try to cover my tracks. Just the bleak facts.
The law, I am the law.
Some calling me a sinner, my excuse is getting thinner. Let the beating take its course, like a broke David Schwimmer acting Ross's third divorce. Hey. Then drop a fat rack on two steak dinners. You're an NFT weenie in a tacky palace beanie. I'm James Gandolfini, bend your spine like Kundalini. Recognize on the beat with unscathed, it's looking bleak. We riff it so ill, you're clicking repeat. I'm under your bed, you're under the sheets. A full stampede, straight down with cleats. You scream at the heat, we're pressing delete. Mr. Mojo rising. to scrape at the heat, we're pressing delete.
Yeah, rappers are stabbed with a freshly played, I crush his face. I don't fuck around with these pussies, but no, I'm far from gay. On the block, duck and take, special wreck ain't fucking safe. I'm immortalized, so even if they kill me, I'll resuscitate. Was born to put my enemies to the sword. The chef wear corn just like the killer bees when I swarm. Even with dogs, we have your fucking weeps in the morgue. Get my mama's womb rapping on the day I was born.
Set of horns
on a halo, I'm a darkness of light. I leave the whole pool for fire when I'm scorching the mic. I'm gone when I write, don't let the reaper target your life. I'm on through the night, suckers stop by the fork of the knife. Rapper's raggedy, with me a bleak link, though it's a tragedy. Recognize the mastery, hold it down like it's gravity. You wanna talk blasphemy, send a slug through your cavity. These fuckers ain't a match with me, they just charging my batteries, nigga.
Yeah. These motherfuckers crash the scene. Ugly rappers trying to fucking attract the beat.
You're disgusting backwards,
and there's nothing flattering about any of your sucking rap leads. If you're the one asking me how to behave, I'ma talk to your mother about her mistake and how you were raised, cause your respect is non-existent. You were not gifted a life, you were burning right out of the gate. A coward was made, you'll risk nothing. Not one accomplishment, you did nothing. A dumb sloppy wimp, you fixed nothing. You jerk off the anime chicks, your bitch nothing. Quit huffing, I know where I'm standing. You throwing a tantrum like a toddler wanting to kick something. You ain't pick up shit, don't even try. You were saying
I take my shrooms in. Yeah, I'm stoned off the dower, baby. Wax once in a while, but mainly I'm a flower, baby.
Mainly.
Why are we speaking right now? Gorilla glue, Gavossi, I'm geeking right now. You can press your luck, but I wouldn't give a fuck. So you gon' waste your time if you're preaching right now.
I bred from West, strictly indoor, got my life is for the best. Marijuana bring me joy and happiness. Good for me life, and it's like when I stress. That's why I'm a bun.
We got some things to discuss. Too many things
DJ
said about
King
us
Flo.
But not between us, so who to trust? This is when perception can jeopardize a connection. They chime in like the wind and blow in every direction.
Mixed I
walled off a section, invested in my protection. From days you decide to throw shade and thoughts lessen. Most will spin a rumor mill until the gossip spill on the real. Till you speak your truth and tell them how you feel. I'm from the grain in my lane forever, Paul. But you got your hand on every cookie in the jar. When clear, we got some things to discuss. Too many things said about us, but not between us. So who to trust? This is when perception can jeopardize a connection. They chime in like the wind, we blow in every direction. Clear, we got some things to discuss. Too many things said about us, but not between us. So who to trust? This is when perception can jeopardize a connection. They chime in like the wind and blow in every direction. It's clear we got some things to discuss. Too many things said about us, but not between us. So who to trust?
DJ
this
King
is when
Flo.
Perception can jeopardize a connection. They chime in like the wind and blow in every direction. I walled off a section, invested in my protection. From days you decide to throw shade and thoughts lessen. Most will spin a rumor mill until the gossip spill on the real. Till you speak your truth and tell them how you feel. I'm from the grain in my lane for ever, Paul, but you got your hand on every cookie in the jar. When your tongue touch your teeth, I see lies. Lace your lips, you a lame. Who talk just to talk? Dangerous game. When you was young, they should have told you to speak when spoken to. And when older, run your mouth and then people will open you. So here is my solution to your nose in my cup. Keep my name about your mouth and just shut the fuck up.
Let me be me, man. I'll let you be you. But why talk about me if it's not me that you're talking to? Why talk about me if it's not me that you're talking to?
Thank you.
me where I'm from? Or did I use a gun?
DJ
or did
King
I ever
Flo.
Run? I point down with my thumb. Known to use a tongue. You supply the drum. Shorty got a bubble, so I chew it like gum. Get my point, the guard. Pass it when I'm done. Saw so many deaths that a nigga turned numb. You don't know the words, that's how I just hum. Like Pac, I got the juice and I mix it with rum. Where they argue rap battles and disagree who won. Who's the best MC? Everybody say pun. On my own dick, clear my throat and say No diss to Chris, I'm still number one. Where they poison the air, real hair is rare. It's not polite to stare, if you do, be prepared. The kids ain't even scared, get pressure from your peers. Talk about your gear, gotta have a fresh pair.
Justice award a penalty for ones weighing action. Absence of confusion, complete satisfaction. Ones who know the truth on this earth are the fraction. The energy given off, make God the attraction. Justice award a penalty for ones weighing action. Absence of confusion, complete satisfaction. Ones who know the truth on this earth are the fraction. Energy given off, make God the attraction.
Look, rapping is my specialty. It's not a cat rapping that can mess with me.
DJ King Flo.
Nothing but real niggas next to me. So you fake niggas not impressing me. Respect for me. Your chick just direct message me. Your queen dream about having sex with me. Respect for me. I'm cooking up, I got the recipe. We can't talk unless you got a check for me. Respect for me. I don't got respect for you unless you got respect for me. The same dudes protecting you will beat you to death for me. I'm trying to chill, but I still got all this weaponry. You niggas not gonna talk to me aggressively. Let's respect that. I had dime sacks of exotic leaf. A-line crack when I rhyme raps. I got the streets popping freaks and I palm gats. I pop the piece. I was younger under contract, but I got released. Never signed back. I wasn't trying to rock with thieves. Cause I've been dope but been woke. I try not to sleep. Keep my eye open. I refuse to get rocked to sleep. Keep the steam in between my jeans and my boxer briefs. I used to keep the guap in the sneaker box. And I'm still on niggas' heels like socks and sneaks. I just like your wife got petite. Try and go vegan, but when we had a meeting, she ate a lot of meat.
Damn.
Wait, rappers got lots of beef. Fake rappers trying to live a thug life now in that Tupac deceased. In that 360 deal, how much guap you keep? It must have been a mill. You got the same Maybach as me.
Damn.
But man, put your hand on it if you got a Bible. You ain't got the title, you got a lease. I got receipts. All my hungry homies gotta eat. When they need cheese, they like lettuce, give them shells like taco meat. Escobar 8 got the itis, now Pablo sleep. I'm tryna sit in Griselda and El Chapo seat. You can have problems starting from the bottom, but rising up, I sat with the higher ups and it got so steep. But I ain't scared of heights and I ain't scared to fight, no. Plus my dog ain't scared to bite, that's why he got those teeth. Cause you not so street when real street niggas come around, so why don't you say, cause they're
gotta bring it back. They tell me I should listen to the young boys. They got the game figured out, right?
That's a nice boy, not knowing the truth. Yeah, we fucked her in the alley while we call her oop. Chicken soup for the crackhead mom soul. Going to Pongo, man up. How much could your arms hold?
Fold
on Nostra Nav, that danger last. like a skinny white Indian. White shit ain't never been asked. Question never been asked. Yeah. Just point me in the point path. Cause you know I'm bad. You tell me I should listen to the young boys. You got the game figured out. Bitch, I was raised in the crack.
My senses.
DJ King Flow.
And I have heard all things.
Mixtape Addict.
I heard many things in hell. Am I mad?
Life sucks and then you die. Life sucks and then you die. Life sucks and then you die. It's over in a flash right before your fucking eyes, yo. Life sucks and then you die. Life sucks and then you die. Life sucks and then you die. It's over in a flash right before your fucking eyes, bitch. Life sucks and then you fucking die. You went to McDonald's and found a finger in your fries. It's all the same to me. I laugh, we cry. Farting on your pillow, giving her pink eye. No one's gonna save you, no better call Saul. Lawyer popping out a fucking trash can in a Hilton foyer. The shit's like Ripley's, believe it or not. I got a solid fucking head plug on lock, yo.
No more bodies. I have all the parts I need. Where do you get all these bodies? And in such good condition? In heaven's name, man.
Why here? We want you to be happy.
Life sucks and then you die. Life sucks and then you die. Life sucks and then you die. It's over in a flash right before your fucking eyes, yo. Life sucks and then you die. Life sucks and then you die. Life sucks and then you die. It's over in a flash right before your fucking eyes, bitch. Life sucks and people are shit. My patience running low, so you're asking to get hit. Shred your fucking legs like give a chuck and spades while axe is getting played like Dallas Toller. Wait, your eardrum slate, degradation high grade. Leave the mic cord free, yo, check it. This beat is getting scary, it injects you with malaria like rats in a maze, human mass hysteria. You're too removed to see the holes in the plot. It's one large echo chamber, all the doors locked. Your luck ran out fast like walking under ladders during marathon bomb blasts. Repeating click events, flash pass on Comcast. We're obsessed with the gore, we wanted world peace, but we only got war. The establishment profits off the sick and the dying. Every single politician is a fucking bastard lying.
DJ King Flow.
My mind's strong through the time zones, weighing tons like the pylon. Write my name and cry long. My time is now, baby, I'm on. Getting busy like the crime lord. Why y'all even try for? Me and Como snapping photos for the promo. Many days in the dojo. We ain't never moving slow though. The Mijos out in Paris for the first time. Birth lines, got them running scared when they heard mines. I crack spines. The rules of the streets stay deadly. These haters envy when I'm dropping another medley. Getting fetty, getting plenty on the regular. Talking to the plug, making moves on the cellular. A regular lifestyle. Yo, chill homie, pipe down. Need that fire for the low. Better act now. Rockin' round the world, flip the bird, it's that foul. Steady waving metal, I just can't put the mat down.
Avec mon barbe énervé crime, on va écrire l'histoire. Sur les murs de la capitale, sur tout le territoire. La ville nous appartient. Sur la tour de Babel, ma tête sur le toit du monde, à chercher le papel. Mets-toi par terre. Ceci est un braquage haut de gamme. Grand écart sur scène, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Nous on fait dans le disque, pas dans la vente d'armes. Rappeur flingueur, je suis vraiment ce genre d'homme. Le programme est chargé, on va rien changer. On va jouer franche comme des bons frangins. On avance ensemble, jamais tout seul. Bon plan, bon plug, je suis dans mon seul. En carrure avec cette plante médicinale. Puff, puff, passe, ça se passe en studio. Tu vois le topo, on va faire la promo avec Big Mio XP au micro. Le rendez-vous est pris, bienvenue à Paris. C'est du rap français mélangé au rap qu'un riz. Tu connais ma devise, c'est toujours marche ou crève. On va rien lâcher,
The pen helped but the brick did it. Drop something, DJs put me in the mix with it. I go and get the rap money, then I mix it in. That way, every band wash like Ben Simmons. The pen helped, but the brick did it. Drop something, DJs put me in the mix with it. The pen helped, but the brick did it. Drop something, DJs put me in the mix with it. The pen helped, but the brick did 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 it. pen help, but the brick did it. Drop something, DJs put me in the mix with it. The pen help, but the brick did it. Drop something, DJs put me in the mix with it.
DJ
I go and get the rap money, then I mix it in. That way, every band wash like Ben Simmons.
Mixtape addict.
Drug dealer Aura got a French timid. No kidding, told her hop in, bitch, the whip kitted. I move her toes slightly, bet the ass lifting. She see different color Cubans like a cash system. One color Peruvian for cash printing. Like a Louis duck, I get in my bag different. Guys talking about beef until a calf missing. Outside the crib, sounding like it's ad-libbing. Talk tough, go ahead, act vicious. Just don't forget to mention what your last wishes. Clear conscience, no skeletons where my fashion is. I'm in a house made of glass full of bad bitches. What's really new though, I guess? Couple guys hating on me, got a few to address. Do that at another time, but it's true, I could flex. And do them like my do compress.
Ils doivent nous regarder et se dire c'est con qui se tape, ça m'achève. La cabine c'est un octogone, je suis comme Islam Makachev. Rien à prouver si t'es balèze, on va te trouver, pas de machette. Justice a fait que nous éprouver, le keuf a trouvé ma cachette.
Les sous-bêtes trop,
c'est uniquement des gros contrats que ma plume signe. On te racontera la guerre, à quoi te sert ton arme si t'as plus de cible. Rentre sur le track, un truc, je braque toutes les petites connes hallucinent. Je roule des gros connes, j'ai tous les coms, je suis au stud comme à l'usine. On est suivi par les villes, si on fournit la razie où y'a le fric. Crois-moi, je veux pas canner ici, non, ce sera l'Asie où l'Afrique est en cellule. C'est nul, c'est ni constructif, ni la belle vie. La cam voyage, les mules font du bif. Jusqu'à Philadelphie, la jalousie, une maladie, je l'ai vu, leur vie de rage est vite. Façon, peu importe tes millions, ouais mec, le temps filera fait vite, les riches enrichissent. Et sur les faibles, je vois l'état sévir, à nous décrire l'histoire, c'est nous maintenant, avoir l'espoir, c'est vivre. Mes mots brûlent tout, le beat ressort en sang, un genre de poète. On est plus fort ensemble, un poteau sort, on sort le moët. Genre toi t'es chaud, mon ouais, y'a personne qui évite les balles. Au départ tout paraît crédible, mais les hommes changent vite et parlent. Quand tu m'appelles, c'est bizarre, y'a des bugs et des scanners. Ce sont des grosses peines, sont des plugs et des scammers.
Okay.
On fume la foudre, on vend le jaune, oui. Je vais le fumer comme un joint weed. Hachem, tu verras pas ma gueule à la fashion.
Yo, 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 yo.
The infamous Armageddon.
What up, King Flow?
In a fatigue, wearing camouflage, shooting Mustangs in a range, drive them out of Dodge. The war report that I retort, scripted in collage, planning paybacks while my back get a deep massage. Peep the bars, prep the steps, that's strategic flaws. Money in the day, the only time when I grieve a loss. Moving mass, then accelerate, feel the force, screech them to a halt, end the race cause they ran its course. The master mogul, belt the ass with the vocals. My universe is over, with a spin vibe, I'm global. I learned the grimy side of life from locals, and took a bit of A1 till I bought this. How they molding you. You know I'm overdue. Pass balance, tip the scale, show the Brooklyn Bridge, then I sold a few. I cooked the plan and let it brew before I told a few. The camelbacks, heavyweights, tell them feathers I can show to you.
For a century, swear they gon' be sorry that they mention me, cause they don't know the type of state of mind that I'm in mentally, essentially. Came from the bottom of the Brooklyn, decided where the island got it cooking. A lot of y'all are looking to try to be beside of me, the hottest coming out of why I see the top spot he got it took. And I'm the hey yo, I'm back in the game where I'm meant to be. Hey yo, I'm back in the game where I'm meant to be. Hey yo, I'm back in the game where I'm meant to be. Hey yo, I'm back in the game where I'm meant to be. Hey yo, I'm back in the game where I'm meant to be. Heard these mumble motherfuckers sent for me. In it for us. Hey yo, I'm back in the game where I'm meant to be. Hey yo, I'm back in the game where I'm meant to be. Hey yo, I'm back in the game where I'm meant to be. Heard these mumble motherfuckers sent for me. In it for us. Swear they gon' be sorry that they mention me. Cause they don't know the type of state of mind that I'm in mentally, essentially. Came from the bottom of the Brooklyn. Decided where the island got it cooking. A lot of y'all are looking. Try to be beside of me, the hottest coming out of Wava. See the top spot, he got it took, and I'm the best upcoming. You ain't running with it, then you best run from him, cause you guessed I'm coming. The judge set my court date from it. I stayed home playing 2K and got a rest on summons. I'm drumming, make the crowd
style, jump from the base. When I come up in the place, it's a punch in the face. Riding with 100 janks, I don't fuck with the snakes. I smell fakes when I'm flooding the gates. No, we running this
dick. I take what I want, act how I feel. Walk down the block, stack full of bills. If we in the club, no, it's back to the gills. Talk tough, I ask you kill. You know the deal.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
It's the Mixtape Addict Radio Show. I'm your host, King Flow. You know the French Connect, man, connecting the dots from France to the US. Once again, and today, my special guest is none other than legendary Cheap Fool from the Fushnikins. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on the show, King. I'm good, though. Can't complain.
Yeah, I had to have you on there, man. I've been playing the bangers that you've been dropping. You know, I heard some stuff from your solo album. I heard the new stuff that you did with Rascass too. Man, always good music, bro. You never lost the motivation, the passion, the hunger for hip-hop. That's a good thing, man.
Nah, man. Can't lose that motivation, man. You know, I over the years, I was just, you know, I want to say I was preparing, you know what I'm saying? Just wanted to get back to a certain space where I felt comfortable and was ready to release new music. And now that I'm in that comfortable space, it's on nonstop. I ain't gonna stop.
Yeah, man. Tunnel vision, and you know how we do it, man. Do your thing and just don't pay attention to any obstacles and just keep going, man. But before we start, you know, about your career, about all the stuff that you're working on, I have to ask you, man. I have a tradition in the show that I ask to all my guests. So who is your all-time favorite DJ, man?
My all-time favorite DJ, I gotta say, I want to say DJ Scratch. I mean, PMD.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, that's the first time I've seen some antics like that ever done. Him and Kid Capri are my two favorite DJs.
Okay.
And Kid Capri are my favorite, are my two favorite DJs. My third DJ after that will be the DJ from UTFO. Oh, my God. I'm forgetting his name. I want to say DJ Ice. Is that it? But the DJ from UTFO as well is one of my favorites. Those three DJs are my favorite DJs.
Okay. That's a solid top three right there, man. Yeah. You know, I used to watch DJ Scratch, you know, doing the routines, man. This guy is crazy, man. He's one of those guys that could communicate with the aliens if they ever touch from Earth.
I believe so, man. He's different. He's not normal, man, at all.
Real talk, man. And I have another mixtape addict question for you. I think I know the answer to this, but I'm still going to ask it. Okay. Do you miss the mixtape format?
Yes, because normally because of what mixtapes were used for before, you know, mixtapes were used for the setup, basically, the setup for the album, or, you know, back in the days, normally when you had an album coming out, you never were able to hear the artist on anything else. But then when the mixtapes started coming out, you started hearing the artists on mixtapes prior to their album dropping. So, yeah, I kind of missed that format, and I wish, you know, it would come back for now. You know, if that makes sense. And I hope that when it does come back, you know, it's more so about breaking new artists and actually, you know, artists that are out already, just letting people know that they still have brand new music out, you know? I'm noticing that they're popping up all over the place, though, on the internet. Like, I'm seeing a lot of these mixtapes in Orpha, you know, or I see my name tagged to somebody's page and it's about a mixtape. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. At least they're still out there promoting the music and letting people know that I'm still out there doing what I got to do.
Yeah, man. You know, I think mixtapes are never going to be dead, you know. Like, a few days ago, I was on Instagram checking out Smith & Wesson, you know, page. And Tech said that he got a mixtape dropping with DJ Turo. So, you know, I also seen DJ Drama a few months ago. He dropped some shit, too, with The Game. So, you know, it ain't going nowhere, man. A mixtape all here to last, bro.
That's good.
And to you, like, what makes a dope mixtape? Like, what do you want to hear when you press play on a tape?
When I press play on a tape, I want to hear the artist step outside the box. Because you know how normally when you hear an artist, they're doing particulars on their album. But normally on a mixtape, you don't want any beat and let them get busy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Have you step outside the box and just throw something their way, or for the artist to do something that they won't normally do on their album on a mixtape. I look forward to stuff like that.
And do you think it's because mixtapes are giving more freedom to the artist?
Oh, yeah. Well, in this day and age of understanding that it's more so about doing your own thing, I think that artists love the freedom of the mixtapes, not only the freedom, the nostalgia of the mixtapes, and understanding that it's being brought back to the DJ and the artist, right? Because normally artists will go in there and be like, yo, I got a mixtape I'm putting out, and it'd just be the artist and the artist's songs. But I think that the DJ plays an intricate part in this whole mixtape series thing that's been going on from since day one. Because you'd hear the DJ come on there, he'd introduce who's on there, he'll blend and mix all the songs, and it's that welcoming vibe from the DJ first before anything else, before you even hear the artist. So I love that about the mixtapes, especially with the DJs that are introing the mixtapes. It's a needed thing, man. It's needed.
Yep. Real talk. And talking about things that are needed. You just dropped a new album, but maybe we can expect a mixtape from you with unreleased tracks or freestyles or some stuff like that. Did you think about that?
A lot of people are asking me to do that now that I'm just jumping on different rhythms and just murdering them shits. They're just like, yo, why don't you do a mixtape? And I'm like, I'm thinking about it. But what I want to do first is see how open everybody is to me just jumping on different shit. You know what I mean? And the response has been good. It's been very good. So I might do a mixtape. You never know. But I want to try something different. If I do a mixtape, I want to do a mixtape with like 4 or 5 DJs on the same mixtape. Right? Where I do half hip hop and half reggae. Where the hip hop DJs intro the hip hop side, and the dancehall DJs intro the dancehall side, so it'd be different. I don't want to do something regular, you know what I'm saying? I want to so when it comes to marketing and promotion, you have all the DJs basically marketing and promoting each other, because the biggest problem is getting DJs together, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a particular project that they're working on and they're marketing and promoting each other, then they'll basically have a different love and understanding for each other when it comes to that particular part of the culture. Yeah,
for sure, man. And all the real hip hop DJs know how DJ started in hip hop. You know, it's all because of reggae DJs. You know what I mean? Like, people don't even know that artists are DJs. You know, in Jamaica and all in the Caribbean, man, DJs are the artists. They're the one that's hosting. You know, and talking shit on the rhythm. People don't know that, man. That's the strength of your music, is that you can blend both styles. You can rap on reggae. You can sing on hip hop beats. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that's where the majority of the resurgence is coming from, is that people who didn't know that I could do that are now knowing that I could do that. And people that knew I could do that are now saying it's about time that you did that. So for me, it's just like what you said, blinders, man. I'm just gonna be putting out music. It's nonstop. Just let's go, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And I heard the new project, bro. Like, it's so dope. And I think you're one of the few that can actually come up with this type of music and do it the right way. You know, we've seen artists that have been trying to rap on, you know, dancehall joints or reggae beats, but the way you do it, it's different. And that's what makes the strength of your music, is that I don't think anybody else can really do the things that you do. You know, in terms of melodies, in terms of rhyme patterns, in terms of flows, all that, you know, like, it's very unique.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I try my best to make sure that everything that I do sounds totally different from the last one. And that I'm actually, you know, I want to uphold a culture on both sides, hip hop and the dancehall side. You know what I'm saying? Because they're both cousins. I'm not separating the both of them. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But just to let people know that, you know, kids that are coming up that have West Indian lineage, when they listen to me, they're like, yo, that's an MC I like because I hear myself in him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Person, when it comes to straight up hip hop, you know, when they listen, they be like, yo, that's a person that I like because he can feed both, you know? So,
yeah, you can touch both markets.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. What do you think about, like, the the whole European hip-hop scene and reggae scene, because out there in France, for example, hip-hop is the music that's the most listened by people, but also reggae is very big out there. So what do you think about the whole European thing?
I have no problem with it. I mean, there's some, like, what's that? There's a dancer artist, what's his name? Ambrosia or Ambrose?
Yeah, Alborosi, I think his name
is. Right, Ambrose, right.
Yeah, so, yeah.
When I heard him, I was like, yo, where the hell is he from? And then they told me that he was European. And I was just like, you know, it's more a cultural thing. It's nothing else. It's more of a cultural thing. If you love the music and you love how it makes you feel and you connect and you can write that and that's what comes out, then that's what comes out. I don't care where you're from, you know, as long as you keep it authentic. That's the thing, right? Because yep. You could tell if a person's trying and you'd be like, that ain't you need to go back. But you know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with other artists emerging from where they emerge, because it's a cultural thing. And if they're part of the culture, then so be it.
Yep. And they can always, you know, introduce new people to the culture, you know, for the ones that didn't know about that. And I'm the same. When I first heard the Alborosi, like the, I think it's a song called Mary Runner, that's very popular, you know. I didn't think he was from Europe. I think he's from Italy. It's
right.
Crazy.
Right.
We have a guy in France called Bigger Ranks.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's a white French dude, and he got the ill voice, you know. Like, I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
And when can we expect you in Europe, bro? Because, you know, people fuck with your music out there.
Listen, I'm just waiting for the right promoter to come with the right mindset, understanding what I'm trying to do, you know what I mean? And I don't have no problem coming out there and do what I need to do, because it's music gonna run. We have tons of music we about to drop within the next couple of weeks, not even months, weeks, that we are about to drop. And I just want, you know, the right promoters to come to the table and understand what I'm trying to do. You know what I mean? I think for me, before I perform, I rather have like a workshop. Let's sit down and talk for about a good 10 or 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You can ask me any question in the world. Just don't come pay to see me and then you go home.
Yep.
Get to know me. You know what I'm saying? Well, Chip, well, how is it like it? And we talk for 20 minutes. Then let me go do the show. So now when you leave, you know, I know him.
Yep.
I know his life. I know his likes. I know, you know, what he thinks about fear, what he thinks about freedom, what he thinks about people, what he thinks about love. I'd rather that first than anything else. You know what I mean? Let's share truth before anything. Not just, oh, you like my song. No, I want you to understand who I am as a person. So if there are promoters out there that are willing to do that, let's do it. You know, that's free.
Yep, it's a real human connection. And at the end of the day, if you do those type of things, people are always going to be, they're always going to remember you.
Exactly.
Like even in 10, 15, 20 years, they'll remember that moment they spent with you and maybe tell some more people about that, you know?
I'd rather that than anything else. When they could say, yo, we sat down and we ate first before he went and performed. You know, we sat down and had a conversation. I was able to ask him questions about life.
Yep. That's how you build a strong fan base, you know, loyal fans, man.
Exactly. I'd rather that, man. Let's do that.
Yep. And you have the body of work, you know, people can go and check out your past work, all your recent stuff too.
Yes.
I remember I was in the party like, I think that was like 5 or 6 months ago, and I played one of your tracks, and the people that was there, they didn't know about you, so they said, yo, who is that? So you know, that's Cheap Fool, man, come on, check it out. So I played some more stuff. They were amazed by the way you can get down on any rhythm with the flow that you have.
That's good. I'd rather it be people that don't know, they now start to get up on it, and the people that do know are just like, all right, keep going.
Yep, and we'll be there to spin the new music, man. Whenever you have some new fire, make sure you send that to my email so I can let the people know out there overseas, man.
Well, text me your email again, because I got a ton of new fire to send you, about a good 6 or 7 records. Let's go.
Okay, let's get it. I'll text you my email when we're done with the interview, man.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back in time, man, in the time machine. Like, what made you want to start your career as a youngin? Like, what made you want to take it seriously and do it as a professional?
Because I couldn't do anything else. when it came to sports, I couldn't play any sports. I was born with respiratory problems. I had respiratory problems. So my father, he put me in karate. And when he put me in karate and I learned karate, I was able to breathe different and I was better, but I still didn't like sports. I think growing up, I always wanted to get my brother's attention. So I think at his 16th birthday party, I was like, yo, I want to do a rhyme for him for his birthday. And the people that were DJing at the party was UTFO. Before they became UTFO and came out, they were DJing at the party. So I said a happy birthday rhyme to him, and Educated Rapper was like, yo, your brother is nice at this, at a young age. He's 10, like, and he's crazy. So I think that's what started it for me. And then seeing UTFO get their deal and knowing that they live right around the corner from me as a kid, that was incredible to me. I was in junior high school looking at that like, yeah, I can't wait. Like, I'm next. I want to be next when it comes to that. So from there, my brother just started taking me to, he started introducing me to different types of music. He's from England. So I heard all the Saxon stuff and all the ska rhythms. So you have all this stuff happening around me at a young age. I'm just soaking it up different. So from there, everything took off for me, man.
Nice, nice. You started at a young age, man. Kicking ass at a young age. That's beautiful.
Yes, sir. I'm young.
Yeah, I never stopped ever since. That's a good thing, bro. Yeah. And tell people what you're working on now. We talked about, you know, the new album that dropped. Got some serious bangers on there. So tell people about the process behind the album. And what else do you have on your plate, man?
Okay, well, we have an EP out that's right now called The Beginning of the Reckoning. It's just an intro and three songs just to let people know I ain't playing, right? Then we have the brand new single that's out called Warning with Shaq, where we did over the Shine song or whatever, where I'm singing the reggae part and Shaq is just rhyming. Just something different because we wanted to basically do something different. So people will be like, all right, cool. They did What's Up Doc together before. So now they did something again. You know what I mean? So we dropped. Now we're about to drop. I'm about to drop another EP called Invisible Footsteps. And that's crazy. That we have a song with Busta on there. And Busta and I are just going back and forth. We're about to drop that April 14th. We're about to drop that record April 14th. It's crazy. The video's already finished.
Okay.
I can't wait for people to see that, and then they'll see that it's just levels, it's different steps, man. And then after that, I'm already recording the album called Royal Blood. It's nothing to play with, dancehall and hip hop. So you know, I'm just excited right now. Along with all the other freestyles that's going on, the Where You Feel Like Rhythm, I did three songs to the Where You Feel Like Rhythm. There's a three-part video where I'm singing about the whole weed thing. Then I walk into a next room, I'm singing about Off of Your Head, and then I walk into a next room and it's a girl tune. You know what I'm saying? Just letting people know that it's talent over numbers. You know, I don't care how much records you sell. If you're not talented, then you're not talented. And that's why I'm bringing it back to the point where talent should run everything first. I want you to know that I'm talented, that I'm not following any trends or anything. I'd rather just set them. So with these projects that I'm putting out, it's going to be crazy. Then I have a project with Pete Rock coming out called Wonderful. It's just straight reggae though. It's reggae hip hop. It's me and Pete.
Nice.
Right? So there's a lot of things that I'm working on. We about to drop. It's a lot. But I just want people, everybody that's been riding with me, I just want to say thank you. To all the, I don't want to say fans, I want to say family out there that's been in tune to what I'm doing. Stay tuned and keep it locked. And I appreciate you guys. And yo, nonstop music from now on. I can't do it no more. Trust me. I'm not playing.
Yo, you just say some crazy shit, man. Busta Rhymes, Pete Rock, and that title is amazing. Wonderful.
Wonderful. When they get that, they're going to be like, yo, this project is crazy. I just want to team up with different producers, team up with different artists, just to let people know that, artists from our time too, just to let them know that, you know, we haven't lost a step, you know what I'm saying? Even though the algorithm may say something different, we haven't lost a step. So I'm just going to team up with all my bandmates from that time and all these brand new MCs, and let's just get it.
Yeah, you know? Man. I think people are coming back to the authentic music, you know, because we've heard and seen so much bullshit in the past 5 to 10 years that people are coming back to authentic music. So like you said, man, now times are changing. It's not only about the way your video looks or whatever, your numbers on YouTube. We don't care about that. We just want to hear some authentic stuff.
Yes, sir.
Touch, you know, music that touched your heart, you know what I mean? Like stuff like that. So, you know, I'm very optimistic about the state of music. A lot of people asking me that, but I'm very optimistic. We've seen amazing things happen in hip hop, and not only hip hop. And the stuff that you told me, like that project with Pete Rock, is gonna mark hip hop history again, man.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you've been, you know, you've been working with the greats for a long time, man. What's a, like, what do you think is the secret to longevity?
I think that when you get caught up in the perception of time and age is when you lose it. Time is time. Time is ticking around us. Whether I close my eyes or I'm awake, time is still there, right? It's the same thing with age. Whether I close my eyes or I'm awake, age is still there. But the component that should compel you should be your creativity and your belief in yourself. You know what I mean? And I have crazy belief in myself. And I'm you know, I'm a deep believer of God. So I know that since it's a gift that was given to me from Him, I know it's going to be timeless, whatever it is that I do. So I'm fearless, and I'm fearless when it comes to those parts of music. And that's where the longevity comes from, because now I'm comfortable saying, okay, well, let me do a song like this. It's not, again, it's not about the numbers. Let me just make sure I'm creative in doing it and creative in the presentation. So now that everybody's seeing the creativity in the presentation, they're like, yo, I didn't know you was that creative. And I'm sitting there laughing like, why you didn't know all these years? You know, but it's good. And I think that keeps me going too. Just knowing that people are now getting on board to understanding who I am as a person, and people now knowing who the group is, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, okay, cool. Let's keep going.
Always creative, man. That's a wonderful thing, you know, to be able to be creative like that. The sky is the limit, you know, when you have a creativity like that. And what are like the biggest obstacles in your career that you had to face?
Biggest obstacle, I would say, is fear. Fear and acceptance. But when I understood that it's a God-given talent, you know, I'm not studying acceptance anymore, and I'm fearless. Meaning that I could care less. Just throw the beat on, let me just go in. And if you're better than me, trust me, within the next week, I'm going to be 10 times better than you. That, you know what I'm saying? That's how it is. I'm not here to play. I'm not here for none of that stuff right now. You know what I mean? And I think that those have been the setbacks, is fear and overcoming fear and not only that, life experiences. You know, as you get older, you start to lose people, whether it be friendships or people passing away. Those are the things that could set you back also. But when you finally get your footing and it's time to press forward, man, you need to press forward with a fearless force to continue doing what you were put on this earth to do. And I believe that my thing is to teach and be mindful and purposeful and just put out music. So that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, man. And do you realize sometimes the influence that you had on so many MCs worldwide, like the impact that you had on people? Do you realize that sometimes?
Yeah, I laugh at it. You know what I'm saying? I laugh at it, but then when you really think about it, you got to shake your head and say, I did good. You know what I mean? Wow. Like, when I sit down and say, well, I never wanted to be an MC that came out and didn't do anything, right? I'd rather be a situation where a person is like, I got a little bit of my style from Chip Fool. I used to rhyme like him. And even now there's this MC that's out, I forgot his name, and he's from England. He was doing this rhyme pattern. It's totally my rhyme pattern. And I'm listening to it going, oh, wow, I did that in 91. And then he started doing it backwards. And I was like, I did that in 91. And then people are tagging me in his post like, yo, he sounds like you. And I was like, yo, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Just keep going. But it's a beautiful thing now to know how many people that I've influenced. Because now as you get older, people are actually saying it to me, like, yo, you really influenced me. And I was like, well, how the fuck? I influenced you? And they're like, yeah, man, you influenced me, man. Thank you so much. So, yeah, man, I look forward to hearing stuff like that. And even if there are those that don't say it, trust me, I hear it. It's cool.
Yeah. If you have a musical hair, you know, you can recognize the style. Hey,
I hear it and I just don't say nothing. I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah, you know, it's like the Migos with the Bone Thugs, you know, like the youngest where it was saying, oh, Migos style is crazy. But yeah, but they got it from Bone Thugs and from 3-6 Mafia, you know.
All that, yeah.
Man. Do you have any advice, like, for the young upcoming MCs that are maybe listening to us right now?
Young upcoming MCs, be fearless. Right, that's the biggest thing, is to be fearless. I think that when you set boundaries for yourself, then what's the sense of doing music? But if you're fearless in what you're doing, you're gonna make an impression, right? And you don't have to sound like anybody else. Be comfortable with who you are as an MC. Because in the very beginning, people were like, yeah, that guy Chip Fu is crazy. All right? But then after, I had to believe in my craziness, right? That it was dope, until people were like, hey, he crazy, but that's just kind of fucking, that's dope. I wish I could do that. Mm-hmm. And then you get everybody else follow, right? So I believe that all those young MCs that's coming up, believe in yourself more than your people believe in you. Because you're the driving force when it comes to anything else. Because there'll be days they'll sit down and be like, yo, am I making the right decision to even deal with this MC? But the more you step out on these stages and you rip them down and they see that you're fearless, they themselves become fearless.
Yep.
Be fearless, man. For real. Yeah.
Real talk, man. Everybody that's listening, make sure you take those words of advice, man.
Yes, be fearless.
You know, push the boundaries of creativity. Mm-hmm. And be fearless. I agree with that 200%, bro.
Yes, sir.
And do you have any last words, man, you know, for your supporters, your family across the globe, man?
Last words, yo, EP is out right now, called The Beginning of the Reckoning. 3 songs. Go check it out. It's on all the DSPs, Spotify, Apple, everything. Just go check it out. Then after that, go check out the single called Warning, right, featuring Shaquille O'Neal. Go check that out. It's on all the DSPs. Then you can go to my Instagram page and get all the freestyles that I'm doing for free. Just go check it out. Just check me out at Chip Fu on Instagram. And then prepare for the new EP coming out called Invisible Footsteps, featuring me doing what I normally do. But I got some people on there with me. I got Shaq on there with me. I got Busta Rhymes on there with me. We got a song called Have Mercy that's incredible. That when that song drops, it's going to level everything. But make sure you go get that when it comes out. You know what I'm saying? Invisible Footsteps. And before Invisible Footsteps, go get the stuff that I just put out called The Beginning of the Reckoning and check that out. Not on Instagram. That's what it is, man. For real.
Yeah, yeah. And people can also check out the, you know, work from the 90s, man. Legendary stuff that you did. You know, just enjoy the music and have a good time. You know, it's all about that.
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks for your time, man. You know, I appreciate you for being in the Mixtape Addict show. And like I told you, make sure you send me those bangers. Make my Gmail explode with the bangers, bro. All
right, man. Just send me that Gmail and I'm going to send you everything, bro.
I'm on it now, bro. All
right, man. You take care.
Take care, you too, man. Peace.
Thanks for having me. Peace.
No problem, bro. Peace.